Blog Talk Radio. hear me? We would like to say good evening, late evening to our listening audience. Let's please bow our head as Minister Lewis lead us in a word of prayer.
To God who created everything in the heavens and in the earth, to the God who created creation, to the God who created the sun, moon, and all of the stars, to the God who created the worlds that are known to us and the worlds that are not known to us, to this God who gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, that we might have eternal peace and eternal life forever living in the presence and admiration of God, forever admired and being admired by God. To this God, in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. We pray each day as individuals. We pray as members of households. We pray as a community. We pray as a city. We pray as a state. We pray as one nation, God. As a civilization, we pray that God continues to do as he has always done. Through his infinite knowledge, grace, mercy, perfectly display of wisdom, that we are able to keep hope alive in the hearts and minds of the believers that someday God will bring about a justice to the world that simple laws cannot bring. To this God, in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Good evening. Good evening, Mr. Lewis. Good evening again, Mr. Lewis and audience. Show that side that is happening. Showcase the evening content today. Both your students, Mr. Lewis, to reach this soon. Tonight, the topic of our show is child abuse and DHS system and the judge.
Always a day late in fact, they do. I will say it's like that for a lot of people. It's like that in a white neighborhood too, I would say, in a lot of cases, especially to do with the children in Connecticut not too long ago. But it's a constant in our neighborhood. It's like just a part of the culture. Not gonna cry about the things we cried about last year. This year we just want to determine to just let it be. And that experience seems to be our best teacher. We ask that of all the people throughout the world that believe in God to help us to win this war against selfishness, against the things that cause our economy to fail, the things that cause our hope to be over the threats, the things that it's obvious that's wrong. Well, we are blessed to be able to recognize these instances in life, because that's what the Bible was written about. That's the only reason to this day that we can figure that the Bible was to give hope to those that believe in God, that believe in righteousness, as if righteousness would be the way that it is in this day and time.
You know, I remember reading excerpt in the book that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote, Thank You to a Black Man. And one thing he said in that book that was so true was, if we take care of our own, we would not even begin to, you know, we could even take care of others. And so, and that's not me trying to say anything smart, but see, one thing about me that you will find about me, I don't talk. You may appear like I'm talking out of the side of my mouth. I don't talk out of the side of my mouth. I don't say one thing. One minute, it just may appear that way, but there's always explanation for what I say to say. But when I say things that I say, we talk about things and what I think is going to happen. When things happen, people want you to backtrack on what you said. But want you to be here.
Yeah.
Want you to backtrack. Double track. People want you to enjoy this. What you allow to be happy. And then following God would do that. So I guess I'm just saying all that to say that child, you know, I thought so this real about her. And one time one comment, not one, but I've read many comments here in the local paper on the local television station concerning. Her name is Valeria, 26 years old, got fired. And she accused of stabbing her 8-year-old daughter, but she was 3 days from being found. But I want to say that people had a lot of energy. One day, comment that I kept seeing, and I said, wow, you know this, that, you know, this is just a true comment. This is how they'll go and kill me out of the home. But when it's about needing to interfere, think, remember that in that murder, he murdered his wife. He ended up killing his stolen wife, killing his children, I think the mother was to have a problem, or just problem. And so, and I think a child needs to be at home with their parents, but they need to be at home with their parents if their parents are in their right mind. When I say right mind, I don't mean from a mental state. I mean from a mental state, but I mean, like, can your parent, is parent emotional, psychological, ready to deal with this? Is she on drugs? She have a mental problem? What is she doing? What has she done that she can take care of these children? I know people get all the money because they can't get their children. You know, it just makes no sense. But the judge ordered a study of home, and nobody knows. But the young lady, her name was Meryl, she was found unresponsive at 2:42 in the 2300 block of Lana in Detroit. And 2 months before that, she was treated at the Children's Hospital for bruises and scratches. And the girl was telling the people at the hospital that my mother did this to me, crying out to him. Said my mother is abusing me. And she said my mama did it to me for letting her boyfriend in the house. And the young girl said that her mother bit her right hand, right forearm, and the left side of her face. And it's just really sad, and it just makes me think about what I told the VA system. Just like even, you know, there's this ton. If these people were really, and I'm going to say this one time, and I'm going to be through with this. Because like Elijah Muhammad said, you have to take care of your own beauty. So I'm going to say this one time, I'm going to be through with it. Case and answer. See what I'm saying? See, when people need to be checking in this stuff, then you turn on the TV where everybody's talking about gun law. Well, what we need to do now, we need to pass some more dumb laws to keep people from getting guns. Hey, first of all, the people that's getting the guns don't even have a criminal history. This old boy sitting up in the courtroom with orange hair. He was in a PhD class, didn't have a criminal history. The young man went to Connecticut. That was his mother's gun. Neither had, you know, she didn't have a criminal history. These people are doing all this stuff. No criminal history. But moving back to my point that I'm trying to make about the situation is they claim that they had all accounts for mother and the boyfriend in November, and the children were not removed. And this is on and on and on and on. This is just an ongoing thing. Children in school, campus, house not clean, kitchen not clean. There's nothing to eat in the refrigerator. You know, there's no furniture. The baby bed full of miscellaneous items. I mean, the baby not even sleeping. And so, it's just an ongoing situation. And it just makes me feel real bad that this girl told me at the children's hospital, my mother's abusing me. Girl, 8 years old, is crying out. Crying out for help. Somebody to listen to. You got an old wife, sorry, homosexual judge, along with black homosexual judge, Marvin Wicks, along with a black district attorney, Michael Wayne Jackson. I'm talking about, I need some therapy. This man ain't never had a child. Come on, we keep on ordering some parenting class. You over there selling the bar, you know what I mean. Understand now what I mean by why they need parenting class. Negro, you ain't never had a child. If you did have a child, you know, you still a punk. Based on everything you did. Thanks, fam. You know, this is sorry. Oh, y'all, you know, y'all are this. You know what, you ought to be ashamed. Around, playing around, talking about, hey, you finna teach somebody about the Bible. You gotta first teach yourself. How you gonna teach somebody else? Just hard. See, you got enough nerve. I'm gonna tell you all something, got enough nerve. You get around here with these white folks. White folks ain't Hank, Michael, William. White folks ain't got no heaven or hell to put y'all in. I guess you're going to have to find that out. Oh, I mean, they really just, I mean, look at how white people cut up now. You realize you think they got anything. I mean, really, you got, in your mind, your brain's telling you they got something to do with something eternal.
Well, we try to explain. You know, not that we are so down on, what you say, white people now. Don't get us wrong.
I don't need you to downplay my conversation. Now, if you want to downplay your conversation, you can downplay your conversation. But I really mean what I'm saying, because, see, white people want to say that they're privileged. They want to say they're majority. They want to say they're running things. But not, you know.
That's not what I was saying. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I want to see. Okay, well, I'm not going to downplay your situation. I'm just trying to say white people were.
Now, you got to slow down. This is all I'm telling you. First of all, I don't take nothing back I say about Bob Armstrong.
I was talking about something else. I know about this Bob Armstrong thing. That's the whole problem. I was saying how we in that situation. I just wanted to finish the statement I was making based on the fact that white people were who a lot of black people take them to be. And the day that we're living in could not exist. Because white people have been in charge of stuff for life. As far as we can remember, in this particular present day life, and they would have been, you know, they would have something better. You know, a lot of things that they do is failing. Not saying that they don't know, or they are not aware of some of the things that we are assuming that they have power over. That's all I'm trying to say. That's why it's so important. And we understand what we're talking about. You know, black people, you know, we have to live up to our history. You know, we have to live up to the things that we found in our history to be true. Now, those of us who are walking around in this day and time talk about that homosexual, that, you know, this is a part of some that's not a part of what we call, refer to as God's kingdom. That's the reason why. It was the reason why things were so bad. Things are the way that they are. And so we found out why. It's because we got a bunch of black homosexuals, a bunch of white homosexuals that have went to college. And they have a lot of prestigious, what you call, positions. So they have just have all a fake phoniness to realize that really is causing a lot of problems. In order to stop it, we that's why we ask for donations. We had to go all the way to our church, our Baptist church today, and open whatever church you got. You can go to work in and really bring about the true statements about the teaching of Christ to you, to our constituents. until you are consistent, I am consistent, however it goes. And then that's just the way, that's the way you move, that's the way you lean forward. So you don't lean forward like, well, you finna marry a man. And then now that we're beginning to, now we have females, they look at us as some type of power play. That's an awful way. You know, when a man becomes a homosexual, then a woman has to, as a civilization, a woman has to do something. They have to go outside of the whole human race in order to have a companion, or have a companion with another woman. Well, I'm just trying to tell you how important it is that a man do not become homosexual. And so these are things that we have a history of here in America now. We want to look at it, it's there. But what we need, like a BMS was talking, what we need now is they want to register sex offenders. All homosexuals are sex offenders. You know, really. We must really understand society, the teaching of Jesus Christ. Don't put that into the same place that we have done. We have to get that straight. I was really wondering, you know, if you're having a problem, I was just here to solve it. And we don't appreciate it. And those of us who know as much as we do know about it, we're the ones who have to implement, and we're the ones who have to live by it.
And I noticed that they were saying that this newspaper was publishing everybody in New York that had a gun. Anybody that owned a gun, they was publishing it. But I was thinking that maybe they should I would like them to publish all these down low homosexuals, all these people talking about they love the Lord and they men and stuff. They need to talk about a Freedom of Information Act. You know, I think that's terrible. If we got people walking around in the community, you know, everybody knows something. They like a lot of people in Detroit saying, well, they love to take children out of good homes. You know, in other words, everybody is asking a question. You know, what's going on here? We need homosexuals to start registering themselves. In other words, let's get a newspaper and print. You know, like they print about who all got a gun. Print who is a homosexual. Stop. You know, all these, so people can know what their wives are doing. Know their wives are doing. Then people will begin to understand why everything is so messed up in the community. When a person understands that, oh my son, there's a homosexual, no wonder he can't do that, he's just a punk. You know, then a person understands, you know, just like almost like when Elijah Muhammad said, the reason why black people love white people, but they don't do that at home. That sounds like a crazy thing, but think about it, that's got truth to it. It's the same way. If a person finds out they think you're a man and the community messed up and they find out you're homosexual on the cover, they say, oh, that's why ain't nothing getting done, because you're just an old sister. You see what I'm saying? Same kind of thing. You will know. In other words, a person will know. It's a now I know, or ain't nothing getting done.
All right. We
got homosexuals undercover with wives going around trying to talk about homosexuals. We got homosexuals. They ain't got them a new game now. Now they sitting around. They talk about homosexuals. They get tired when they find out you real. Then that's when they ready to go to another point and strike out. See, somewhere along the way. You know, my grandparents told me that a long time ago. I didn't really understand what they were saying, Minister. They said, you know, God. And I thought that was a funny thing. You know, God mocks the homosexual. I said to myself, you doggone right. He mocks the homosexual. You know, it wasn't playing in my head. I thought it was a stupid state. I said, oh, them people are marked. Of course, you look like I used to think when you see somebody, they got awesome lifestyle, then you know who they is. But what they're saying is very, very true. I see that with men now. People, a lot of people would think that they're talking to a man. I know they're not talking to a man. Because, like, old people say, those people are marred. All you got to do is you'll know. And so, like Miller should say, all homosexuals, why don't they register them? And I think they're talking about the Freedom of Information Act concerning the gun laws. They need to, that's the type of law that we're trying to work on, is if a person going to get in a position, like everybody want to act like they cool. Or, you know, I'm for the homosexual thing. Well, I think people need to reveal their lifestyle. That should be part of it, especially when you're trying to get in a position and get over it. Now, that, saw another case. I wanted to say the audience. I'm tired of this download stuff, these men are messing up these black women. I saw this case where this lady was poked, right? Okay. His name was Jimmy Bernard Billings. He had HIV and knew it. He was up on the house. And this was the only man that this lady was sleeping with. And she said that he was practicing sexual methods. He just killed. Listen to me closer now. She said that she now, you know, it's a lot of stuff going around, you know. I just rather, you know, ain't no sense to be around the bush. Everybody is an adult. So now you need to use protection. Well, she said he just kept begging. So she said after a while, this was her boyfriend, chief person, or whatever. And she said, well, okay. She wanted to know. You know, you hear the physical or whatever. No, so she wanted to talk. They were 89 feet tall. And she said, I'm not the woman to run around with a man. This was the only man out. That's what she found out. She gave her 89 feet. And she said, oh, man, I just thought I was going to help you with your man. She said, oh, man. That's why she just saying, this is me on purpose.
This judge,
So everybody knows it was deliberate because he didn't tell her that he was HIV positive. He knew he was HIV positive.
Yeah, that's why, you know,
and what I was saying was about the Freedom of Information Act. Everybody that's in a position, and I've been pushing for this a long time, everybody that's in a position needs to reveal their sexuality.
Yeah, well, something needs to be done. They're based on capability. It's like when we see you go to any place, any business, everything is handicapped accessible. But you still have to recognize what's going on in society as it goes on. Homosexuals are running around speaking about things that are absolutely not true. You know, they have to walk.
I would have to say black people
Alabama. Do you know not one homosexuals deal with it as a reality. They deal with it as we are just some people. they deal with it like Sylvester was dealing with it like. You know, ain't nobody gonna never know. But, you know, you ain't nobody gonna believe what you say. You know, that's not even the point. I'm gonna show you now. The point is, we are following a teacher. I ain't talking about these people who say that they don't believe in God. They are blessed to be in there. Okay? I ain't talking about these people who just walk over. These people have died. A lot of this prosperity will go on in America because of the military might. You know, but we still need management. You know, we still should be in debt. You know, we have the ability to do physical to protect ourselves, but we don't have the ability to psychologically do like anything now. But we have a lot of it. Even homosexuals, they should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, they could not go to Afghanistan and even talk about persecuting a person for not being a homosexual. You know, I mean, this is what I'm showing you about how stupid a homosexual is. And so, now for the government itself to go along with, I guess the government can't get involved with the teaching of Christ, but you know, you're not going to, how can a person get a grant because they're supposed to be a minister of the teaching of Christ? And they'll teach them against it. Everybody knows the teaching of Christ.
Man, they ain't like it. They ain't like it. You think so?
A rocket science.
I wanted to kind of go back to that subject about an 8-year-old girl. Where her mother, it's a Mary Green, 23 years old. She had four other children. I think they 1, 3, 5, and 7. Might be a date or so off. She had been a night guilty plea. They charged her with felony murder and first degree child abuse. No bond was set, so she was returned to jail. Now, her attorney trying to seek a mental evaluation of her. They're trying to say something about her mental state, but they should have known that all the time, you know. You know, that's what gets me with people. They go around and keep people in and want to cry and talk about they crazy, you know. The agency, that's what I was trying to tell you about director. Mara reports the caseworkers have been trying to remove that girl since 2010. How you going to try to remove a child out of one? Bob, I'm going to this along with this old funny looking lady, Beauty Benjamin, black person. Beauty Benjamin, police officer. What's his name? This other because I can't remember his name. He drew a gun on me on election night. Hardy. What's his first name? Jeff Hardy. You know, these people, how you going to try to remove a child out of a home? Robert Armstrong, guy with some black homosexuals, and took my daughter. Out of the van and pull off. I just don't understand how you've been trying to remove a child since 2010. Can you give me some insight? How you gonna try to remove a child? Since 2010, been working to remove a girl and her four siblings from the home.
It goes along with you. How you going to create a wholesomeness, a future in the community when you got homosexuals that's going around using positions as a predatory weapon against the righteousness of the teachers of Jesus Christ?
and we're supposed to. And so yeah, I guess but at least we're able to point out the problem.
Well, that's why
we asked for donations so we can do something about it. That's what is going to continue to lead to until, because they are, it's almost like when we go back to saying we assume, we expect more from the white man.
White man
has been in charge of stuff for so long. Now look, we got a bunch of black and white homeless. They actually think that they actually know
what's going on.
You know, it's like, this is ignorance of the teachers of Pharaoh. Not the teachers that let you know exactly what type of effect, you know, Pharaoh was a person who had access to a lot of money and stuff, you know. But the money and stuff that wasn't doing no good. Because, you know, it's doing good now. But at the same time, I just want to tell you something. You're asking God to say, okay, you want to create your own world, your own universe. You want to rule.
For those who consider same-sex marriage the last civil rights battle in America, today was a very big day. A sitting president taking sides in a way that would have been unthinkable even 10 years ago. But for those who agree with the constitutions of 31 states that reserve marriage for man and wife, including most black and Latino voters, today's news adds another layer of drama to the re-election efforts of Barack Obama. Tonight, ABC's Robin Roberts with the exclusive and historic interview.
Today, he became the first president to ever say this.
For me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
In a sit-down at the White House, the president talked about his own deeply personal thought process on the issue, an evolution that he thinks mirrors much of the country. Here he is just 8 years ago when he first ran for Senate.
What I believe in my faith is that a man and a woman, when they get married, are performing something before God.
Today he told me that, as for many people, family and friends changed his ideas about that.
You know, Malia and Sasha, they've got friends whose parents are same-sex couples. And, there have been times where Michelle and I have been sitting around the dinner table and we've been talking and about their friends and their parents. And Malia and Sasha, it wouldn't dawn on them that somehow their friend's parents would be treated differently. It doesn't make sense to them. And frankly, that's the kind of thing that prompts a change of perspective.
Now that Malia and Sasha are getting older, to what extent do they hold their father accountable in a way that almost nobody else can? Daddy, why does it work this way? Daddy, why is this fair?
Jody Cantor wrote a book about the family, having covered them extensively since they were campaigning in 2007. She believes Mrs. Obama influenced her husband more than anyone.
And Michelle Obama is the closest and most important, and especially when it comes to the true gut calls, like whether to support gay marriage. This is a classic Michelle Obama issue. What she cares about is her husband showing political courage, really helping people, making the country a more equal and just place, truly delivering the kind of change he promised in 2008.
Did you discuss this with Mrs. Obama, the same-sex marriage issue? Was
I
that
didn't.
Something?
No. This is something that we've talked about, over the years, and she feels the same way that I do. We're both practicing Christians, and obviously, this position may be considered to put us at odds with the views of others. But when we think about our faith, the thing, at root that we think about is not only Christ sacrificing himself on our behalf, but it's also the golden rule. Yeah? Treat others the way you want to be treated.
And there was something else. This wartime president talked about the men and women serving on the front lines, so many of whom came out to their families when he repealed the controversial law, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Today, the president says he did this for them also.
When I think about those soldiers or airmen or Marines or sailors who are out there fighting on my behalf and yet feel constrained, even now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is gone, because they're not able to commit themselves in a marriage.
Like many politicians, the president had long expressed support for civil unions, which merely give gay partners certain legal rights.
I had hesitated on gay marriage, in part because I thought civil unions would be sufficient, and I was sensitive to the fact that for a lot of people, the word marriage was something that evokes very powerful traditions, religious beliefs, and so forth.
As late as last year, Obama's director of communications, speaking at the Netroots Nation conference, said this.
The president has never favored same-sex marriage.
The president's position on gay marriage, I will say it, is that he has been against it.
And months later, President Obama himself said this to my GMA co-anchor, George Stephanopoulos.
I'm still working on it. I probably won't make news right now, George.
So was today's statement really the result of an evolution in the president's thinking? Or a strategic political move in an election year?
If he did not come out in favor of same-sex marriage, he risked something very important, which is his reputation for honesty and integrity. That is one of his core assets.
And at a fundraiser in Oklahoma today, Mitt Romney made sure his supporters knew where he stands.
My view is that marriage itself is a relationship between a man and a woman, and that's my own preference.
For the time being, this changes nothing legally. Right now, it is state rather than federal law that determines whether gay marriages are recognized. But today, among those whose lives are most intimately affected by the president's words, there was a sense that it meant something.
It means something to the kids in Kansas, in Missouri, who don't get to live in New York where we actually have same-sex marriage, because the president of the United States actually has come out and said that you are equal, that you do matter. So it does mean something.
And Good Morning America will have much more of Robin's exclusive conversation with the president in the morning. For those who consider same-sex marriage the last civil rights battle in America, today was a very big day. A sitting president taking sides in a way that would have been unthinkable even 10 years ago. But for those who agree with the constitutions of 31 states that reserve marriage for man and wife, including most black and Latino voters, today's news adds another layer of drama to the re-election efforts of Barack Obama. Tonight, ABC's Robin Roberts with the exclusive and historic interview.
Today, he became the first president to ever say this.
for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
In a sit-down at the White House, the president talked about his own deeply personal thought process on the issue, an evolution that he thinks mirrors much of the country. Here he is just 8 years ago when he first ran for Senate.
What I believe in my faith is that a man and a woman, when they get married, are performing something before God.
Today he told me that, as for many people, family and friends changed his ideas about that.
You know, Malia and Sasha, they've got friends whose parents are same-sex couples. And, you know, there have been times where Michelle and I have been sitting around the dinner table and we've been talking and about their friends and their parents. And Malia and Sasha, it wouldn't dawn on them that somehow their friends' parents would be treated differently. It doesn't make sense to them. And frankly, that's the kind of thing that prompts a change of perspective.
Now that Malia and Sasha are getting older, to what extent do they hold their father accountable in a way that almost nobody else can? Daddy, why does it work this way? Daddy, why is this fair?
Jody Kantor wrote a book about the family, having covered them extensively since they were campaigning in 2007. She believes Mrs. Obama influenced her husband more than anyone.
And Michelle Obama is the closest and most important, and especially when it comes to the true gut calls, like whether to support gay marriage. This is a classic Michelle Obama issue. What she cares about is her husband showing political courage, really helping people, making the country a more equal and just place, truly delivering the kind of change he promised in 2008.
Did you discuss this with Mrs. Obama, the same-sex marriage issue? Something?
No. This is something that we've talked about, over the years, and she feels the same way that she feels the same way that I do. We're both practicing Christians, and obviously, this position may be considered to put us at odds with the views of others. But when we think about our faith, the thing, at root that we think about is not only Christ sacrificing himself on our behalf, but it's also the golden rule. Treat others the way you'd want to be treated.
And there was something else. This wartime president talked about the men and women serving on the front lines, so many of whom came out to their families when he repealed the controversial law, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Today, the president says he did this for them also.
When I think about those soldiers or airmen or Marines or sailors who are out there fighting on my behalf and yet feel constrained, even now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is gone, because they're not able to commit themselves in a marriage.
Like many politicians, the president had long expressed support for civil unions, which merely give gay partners certain legal rights.
I had hesitated on gay marriage, in part because I thought civil unions would be sufficient, and I was sensitive to the fact that for a lot of people, the word marriage was something that evokes very powerful traditions, religious beliefs, and so forth.
As late as last year, Obama's director of communications, speaking at the Netroots Nation conference, said this.
The president has never favored same-sex marriage.
The president's position on gay marriage, I will say it, is that he has been against it.
And months later, President Obama himself said this to my GMA co-anchor, George Stephanopoulos.
I'm still working on it. I probably won't make news right now, George.
So was today's statement really the result of an evolution in the president's thinking, or a strategic political move in an election year?
If he did not come out in favor of same-sex marriage, he risked something very important, which is his reputation for honesty and integrity. That is one of his core assets.
And at a fundraiser in Oklahoma today, Mitt Romney made sure his supporters knew where he stands.
My view is that marriage itself is a relationship between a man and a woman, and that's my own preference.
For the time being, this changes nothing legally. Right now, it is state rather than federal law that determines whether gay marriages are recognized. But today, among those whose lives are most intimately affected by the president's words, there was a sense that it meant something.
It means something to the kids in Kansas and Missouri who don't get to live in New York where we actually have same-sex marriage, because the president of the United States actually has come out and said that you are equal, that you do matter. So it does mean something.
And Good Morning America will have much more of Robin's exclusive conversation with the president in the morning.
President Obama saying that he has a burn. He's using a big word here. He has a burn. God created her, but he has a burn that two men can get married. That's very interesting. Everybody wants to talk about children, so
system has to be slated to black children of veteran forces. So, for instance, I don't even get to know ideology. I'm fixing to pray. I'm fixing to pray one. This child, 8 years old, she has been shot. 2 months. 2 months, so she was in the children's hospital. Why did they get it happen? Well, because of the fact. She had no black teeth. Nobody. But God, she don't have to talk. She don't have to worry about being hurt. She don't have to worry about being abused. But God, definitely, the book is open and closed on this 8-year-old girl, like Tamara Brink. She died 3 days before her birthday. It's a shame.
Well, that is one of the ways that,
everything has a, you know, but about
pop, one of the paparazzi who's 29 years old. His name is Chris Rowley. He was killed for taking pictures of Justin Bieber for robbing. Then he was, the police had told him going back across the street a couple of times. And he went over there the first time, came back with his camera. Something happened the second time, and he was walking back across the street and got hit going to his car. that sad. If it wasn't even, you know, they say it wasn't even a no type of protest.
We have a trying to say about but lobbyism and talk about it, but at the same time, it just shows the truth of what's going on. situation that is going on and how we go. That's why we ask for protection. You might think that because to me, to us, that would be the best way. We can't offer sex, we just don't have no. They like girls going wild. So we don't really know. And so, and not trying to make what they're doing else. We just trying to get in the middle of a ditch. You don't solve the problem like you're in a ditch. You got to get out of the ditch, then you deal with the actual problem. But right now, that's why we didn't want no black people. We just figured. No, we ain't seen nothing with black mayors. You know, the city is big enough for black folks to act right. For black people to do what they need to do. You know, for people to be. You know, we have a bunch of problems around us. Trying to leave situations they don't even have a knowledge of. Hey, first of all, if you go to make the case, you know what it's like an ingredient. But it's all in it. Our college, we had a Mohawk College supported by the Negro College Fund. Homosexual. We got black people out of the house, homosexual. And a bunch of college. We got born black Muslims called to be embracing everything, embracing Islam, because this is going to be more moral. They were all homosexual. You know, Muhammad, you know, at the same time, we got people on television saying that this is something that's being propagated against Prophet Muhammad. But we got a lot of, you know, what about these Arabs over here talking about homosexual? You know, that's against Prophet Muhammad. Same thing about the people of Jesus Christ.
Moving forward.
perverted equation that a man will be married to a man. We don't want to even mess with female aspect. But we just need to deal with this. Then we can solve it. Then we can get to a better point. Because this law gives me, the lack of a lot of things for going wrong. You got to stop the cause of it. When a man fell from grace, homosexuality is the final result. What are we going to do about it? What you want us about it? And then it's things like the most crucial part of fighting this war is the people who have easy ways to combat it. They are actually what they're doing in some form of success. That was just enough of that. Any man's heart, you realize that that's not that. You really need to about how God, how homosexuals should become more and more homosexual because playing the victim, play with the teacher, right? And so that's what I don't like. The hunger again, the game. So that's why be smarter and stuff. Well, at least we know the truth. And it's over again. A lot of us. And we have to be real, but false pride now is what's going to solve the drama in the Red Sea. Provided you don't make the right move, it's a lot of things just will be unsettling for the session time.
You want to put it on the home. They're the one at the time. It don't make a lot of
I think we go this far. But you know, they saw the problem, they would learn to reparate the service. And that would fade out. But now, see, God, like when you found a woman to have a child, have a bachelor's son, a bachelor's daughter, you know, then 3 years later, they have another. That's no man. They actually think that's something right. You know, because the child is actually being born. They don't have no idea or realize that's a form of perversion that God allows to happen because if God is something you have to ask, you have to get involved with. You know, you have your own will. You know, we have our own will. We have to submit our will to the will of God. We have to remember, in fact, that in that particular order, we have to submit our will to the will of God and strive for that. You can't go around doing stuff because it's working out. You think it's working out. No, it's working out, but look at what you're doing. You know, now you got two children, now you got four, now you got five. Now, you know, you look around and you're surrounded with homosexual men. See, that's the last stage. But we thought that's the last stage of the war. In Armageddon, on Armageddon, the war of Armageddon, however we want to look at it. But and I guess we have the right, we have to really put this stuff down so we can't be remembered. You know, for men, for the war on men again, as it was written, but the action to start those civil things. We're not planning on being destroyed by homosexuals. That just don't make sense to just. I think it would be homosexual. You know, that's what homosexuals have done.
They went against civilization based on the fact that they refused to set that a junkie. He didn't smell out on drugs. They don't want to grow up in it. They are trying to grow as much drugs and get everybody to be on drugs. That's basically what homosexuals are.
Tomorrow. Good night.